is because there's so many things that Missouri should be doing that it's not. We're not moving forward to make sure that every child in this state gets a challenging education. We still have far too many people in this state that a fear of crime and the criminal element in their own homes. And our budget is out of control. We need a governor that will put public safety, educating kids in the hands of parents, and also will cut the size and scope of government so we can all spend our money how we want, not how the bureaucrats tell us. My number one priority is putting every parent in this state in charge of their child's education. Instead of sending the money that the state spends to a school, putting that into a savings account for that parent so they can make the decision as to what's best for each of their individual children. We have an epidemic of suicides with our veterans because we're not providing the mental health care that we should for them. We have problems with military individuals that are on active duty where their families are on public assistance because our government has refused to pay them enough and pay them what they've earned. We live in the greatest country on the face of the earth because of our veterans, and I am thankful for what they have done. I am blessed by what veterans have done. I include my brother, who's a captain in the Navy, or will be in the next month for that. But we got to quit just using them as political pawns and actually fulfill the promises we made to them. Right now in this state, they're talking about shutting down a veteran's home because the individuals in the legislature have refused to fund it appropriately. It's time we get real and actually put the money where it needs to be and protect our veterans. I've put out a plan to get rid of Missouri's income tax because I'm sick and tired of penalizing people for working and subsidizing people that don't want to work. And I should mention, it's not just subsidizing Americans, but our legislature on many occasions over the last several years has voted to subsidize illegal immigrants in this state. That's just repugnant to me. We need to cut government. That's what we need to do. Our budget has doubled in the last 5 or 7 years, depending on how you want it added up. No one listening to this radio would even credibly try to say that they have twice as good a government as they did before that happened. It's not a revenue problem. We need to quit soaking the taxpayers. We need to let them keep their money and trim government. Well, even before I'm in office, I want to see the pardon request. There's a Kansas City police officer that was charged and is sentenced to 6 years in prison. There are real concerns about how that was done. I want to look at those papers from his clemency request. I will be already having worked on legislation with regard to education freedom, making sure parents are in charge of their children's education, that they have choice and control over the curriculum. We've been working on truth in sentencing, language to get special prosecutors to hold prosecutors accountable, language to make sure that kids in juvenile institutions are still being educated. There's a myriad of things. And then, of course, working on cutting our spending. That's going to have to happen at the very beginning. Working on getting rid of this 12.5 cent gas tax, the tax hike Mike passed, getting rid of our state income tax. So that'll have to happen over time. Those are a myriad of things that I'm going to have to start working on.